good evening and welcome to the show, Je Savais Pas. I'm your host, Esther Tyree, and in the studio with me this evening is Gabriel Bates, guitar player, singer-songwriter, frontman for a local band called the Shakebacks, and grew up in Church Point, but now he's in Lafayette. So welcome, Gabriel. Thank you for being in the studio this evening to share your songwriting experiences and your musicianship and the stories that go along with that and what's coming up, because I hear there's a concert coming up soon that you're going to be a part of. We'll talk about. So take it away, Gabriel.
But yeah, I appreciate you having me on the show, man.
Sure. We hope to play some cool music to keep the people. Well, this time of night, the temperature gets a little bit more bearable, but you might be listening during the day, so we want to play some cool music so you'll feel.
Keep it moving and grooving.
Yeah, there you go. So you grew up in Church Point. Was guitar your first instrument that you picked up, or did you start with another instrument and add guitar? Tell us a little bit about your background.
All right. Yeah, I started in middle school playing just snare and stuff for the band. I do like concert style stuff, and pretty much got into music at that point and kept it going. I decided, I guess later on, that you know, I got the rhythm, but it's like, man, I just wanted to make some sounds, because instead of, I guess, some noise, you know, but some
yeah. Drums are cool, but they're limited on the variations of tone. Yeah. High and low, and pitch. I shouldn't say tone, because they're different drums have different tones, but they're pitch minimized.
Yeah,
unless you go to the xylophone, which is considered percussion, but it's got tones. Yeah.
Yeah. That's where I got real interested in it, because I played for like a Christmas thing or whatever on the xylophone. And I was like, man, why am I not doing just music itself?
Yeah.
And I don't know where like guitar came from, but it, you know, it just grew on me, and I ended up getting one and
picked it up and went with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I took a percussion class when I was at Loyola, a Methodist class. I mean, it was required for my major. I was fascinated with the marimbas. Like, man, I could just play these all day long. That was fun. And what brought you to Lafayette? How long have you been here?
I've been here, I guess, like 8 or 9 years maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But just after high school, I went to school in Crowley. And after high school, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. And, you know, I was in church and stuff like that, and I guess that's where the music came from.
Mm-hmm.
But I ended up doing like a thing at a church in Lafayette and moved down here, and, you know, I got out of it and started writing some songs with my friend that was in the same church that I was in. And we just got involved in the Lafayette downtown scene, man. It was where all the music was at.
Oh, yeah.
We just followed it.
Cool. Well, you have a song for us to listen to?
Yeah, I'll play a song called Friends, being since, you know, me and my friends started.
Yeah.
You know, but,
take it away, let's hear Friends.
Mm-hmm. My mind sound, gotta keep on listening, 'cause every story's different. And for the better part of my life, I had to fight, had to put in the time, put my fist in, and keep on swinging. Oh, it's true. Thank you.
choose to get a little rude. I'll get a little bit pissed. Wanna get a little grip and start squeezing. Well, I tell you my reasons. Yeah, I will always fight for my friends, even if it puts me 6 feet in and I'm laughing. That's probably what's gonna happen. Oh, it's true.
My chair dancing in. That was cool. I like how it has the two different rhythms and tempos. Do you feel that your experience with drumming and percussion has done any influencing on your guitar writing, your songwriting?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely glad that I started off playing the drums first just because, mm-hmm. I don't know, I come up with some cool little strum patterns and stuff like that on the guitar. And
yeah, because the right hand is responsible for the rhythmic strumming and I was noticing how you were, had it varied, and that's the neat thing about playing the guitar or a musical instrument that requires one hand to be moving and one hand to be playing the melody, that you have that opportunity to pull in different rhythms.
I definitely like to keep the, you know, my listeners guessing, you know, and just
keep on them on their toes.
Yeah.
Wait, I get to slow down. No, wait, now I get to go fast. Mm-hmm. Woo, I get to up and down. Yeehaw. Neat. So is that one that the Shakebacks play, or is that one that you wrote?
Yeah, yeah. I said it was Friends when we first started. It's Fought for You, but yeah, we play that one, and, you know, we spice it up a little bit. With,
uh-huh.
I guess some of the longer times I wasn't singing in the song is whenever we, you know.
And we have some people take some solos and things.
Yeah, we really get it.
I had to resist singing a fiddle ride, a fiddle solo. I hear random fiddle parts in my head when people start playing music. All right. So then the Shakebacks formed when?
I'd say about 2 years ago. I was working at Armin's Fair. I was working the door and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. I was playing and, you know, I would sing songs. I'd go out and hang out with my friends late at night. And then after, like, the party was almost dead, whatever, we'd all bring out our guitars and instruments and mm-hmm. and we'd all jam out. And I was like, man, I really want to do something. Ended up finding this guy that came down and played a show at Armosphere. And he was talking about wanting to record me and stuff like that. And so I went up to Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much got stuck with this guy for about a month recording.
Wow.
And in the meantime, I had booked a show at Feed and Seed
mm-hmm.
without a band. And I said, look, I have a band. But I knew I was going to
change it up slightly.
I was gonna get it together, man, because, I mean, it, you know, it was just something in me that I knew was going to be the thing that I wanted to do. And
mm-hmm.
I was going to find some people back home, I mean. South Louisiana, there's no musicians out here to try to pick up on my stuff, then, you know,
yeah.
I don't know where else I'd look.
It's interesting. There's probably a number of bands that had formed around a jam session. I know my first band here in Lafayette, Don't Pet the Dog, kind of formed that way. Well, it's a bunch of us in the house, and somebody asked somebody, and we all got together, and after a couple of songs, like, hey, we should be a band. Well, now we need a name. So is that song kind of typical of the genre that the Shakebacks play?
Yeah, that was, I guess, more of like a jazzy style. Mm-hmm. But
do you have any that are, do you write any on the other side of the spectrum, slow and moody or contemplative?
Yeah, with all, like, tempo changes, too, mm-hmm. but definitely got some, you know, you got to have those ones that, you know, just you feel, you know, and you take time on. And
pull on the heartstrings and get people thinking. All right, well, you got another one for us?
Yeah, I'll play this one. It's called Are You Blind?
Okay.
It's a single we had came out with, too, so if anybody would like to check that out, the full version with the band that we have out now. But here it is.
Here for the ride.
Mm-hmm. I love that la-di-da part. So I'm sure you've played this for people. Does the audience start singing that spot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, in my head, I hear them, the crowd. I'm sure it's going to happen. So when you – all right, so do y'all schedule practices that are focused on songwriting? Tell us a little bit about your process.
Is it
collaborative? Does somebody come to the table? And actually, we might need to back up and talk about who's in the band, but we'll get to that.
Mm-hmm. So I guess for the first few years that I was playing alone, I wrote all these songs, and then once found a couple of musicians to, play along with it. It's been a process of like them learning it, and then pretty much perfecting it or switching up some parts that we didn't like or things that made
or
it better.
Work better with a group rather than a solo. Mm-hmm.
And so it's been like that for a minute, and then I through that whole process of me practicing on my own and continue writing, like I've been constantly bringing things to the table, but we're coming to a point where after like this next album we're gonna have most of the stuff's gonna be written from the entire band and not just me, just things that we have all heard and things that we wanted to try, and it's becoming a cool little monster we're growing here.
Great. Awesome. So who's in the band? What's the instruments? And
so it's me as a obvious
lead singer and guitar, right?
Guitar. And Grant Gautreau on the bass.
Okay. Upright or electric?
Electric. He also plays with a band called Bleach, which is pretty cool.
I haven't heard of that one.
They're like a little hip hop rock and roll band. Mm-hmm. If that's what I would call them. But got Paul Louvier on the drums, and got Micah Gill on the lead guitar.
Mm-hmm. So he's the one that does the slides and the solos.
Yeah,
oh, sorry,
he makes the noise.
Is it acoustic or is it? Well, I know that you have an electric bass. So does he play electric guitar?
Yeah. Everything's electric.
So even you, as the front man, you play electric guitar.
Yeah.
So how is that different from playing acoustic?
Definitely. I feel I'm getting carried away on the electric sometimes. And I always come back to the acoustic just because it. You know, you can't like really play a whole song just hitting a couple strings here and there as you can with an electric, and it pick up so much sound. But I like to get back down to the roots of it all, and maybe just sit down and just feel the music a little bit more with the acoustic, honestly.
Yeah, a little bit closer in.
Mm.
So, speaking of the Shakebacks, you have a show coming up. You're part of the Grassroots Festival at Moncus Park. Give us some details.
We'll be playing on the 27th of July.
Does it go 4 to 11?
I think it's 5 to 11.
Okay. Well, people probably start getting there at 4.
Yeah. It's cool to just hang out all day.
That's a beautiful park.
But it's a Thursday evening.
Mm-hmm. 2 weeks from today.
And it's a free event. They'll have like vendors out there, and then there's like six bands, including us, just showing from the local scene, just doing our thing up there, man. Hoping everybody enjoys it.
Do you know where you are on the lineup?
They haven't came out with it yet, but
okay, because I saw an advertisement for it, but they just listed the band. I don't think they had a particular order who was going to play when. Maybe you'll play later when the sweat factor will be lower. But people will still be there to jump up and down and sing
sweat,
your songs.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, right. It's what we do in South Louisiana between May and October, especially in July. How do people find you on social media or find out about other shows that you're doing or projects that you have going on?
We're on Facebook at Facebook/TheShakebacks. We're on Instagram, same thing, /TheShakebacks. We have a website. It's theshakebacks.wix.com/the-sb. The-sb. They didn't let us do TSB. It's just, I don't know, but...
Oh, interesting.
We have we're building a little website, you know. We had started it whenever we first got together, but, you know, we've really been, it takes so much time to work on a website. It's got to be constantly changing.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
And
you get your band, you get your vibe and your music and your shows, and then you work on your merch and your promotions. It's like, right. It's a building process. All right, so any big plans for the fall or late summer and fall?
The only thing now is we have a show in August 20,
mm-hmm.
With a band from New Orleans, Mighty Brother. But other than that, we're trying to, Grant's in school, so we're trying to, get as much practice and stuff as we can with him while he has the time to do it.
Yeah, summer break, yeah.
And pretty much, you know, come up with a cool new set for everybody.
Yeah, keep working on new stuff.
Yeah. Just constantly progressing and seeing what other little avenues and roads we can take to continue to do music the rest of our lives.
Yeah. Cool. Do you have another song for us?
Yeah, I'll play another one. This one will be a little bit on the original album, some of the original songs that we started off with.
Mm-hmm.
But it's called... I'll do In Time, I guess. Or no, I'll do Tricks and Games. So some people might know this one.
Okay.
Some run-ins with the law, and now they're marching from door to door. Oh no, I don't have time to run away. They gave me the tickets and it's time to pay. And when my boss told me I was late, I had no one to shoot the blame but me. Even though I was late today, I hope he let me stay and still get paid. And when I'm at home, I cook my meals. Chicken broccoli is how I feel right now. I'm just trying to get in shape. After my nap, it's time to wake and bake. Well, I'm just trying to get in shape. After my nap, it's time to wake and bake. You don't eat your vegetables, then you're not getting any ice cream. We went to school and we had no rules, except for the ones that they made us do. Oh no, wanna go home and go to bed, but the teacher gave us homework instead. And now I'm motoring on my own, and the bill collector's calling my phone. Oh no, I just wanted to go away. Maybe I could just change my name. Well, I just wanted to go away. Maybe I could just change my name. Because life. Change, yeah, life has its dreams.
Beautiful. I like how it was going between strumming and picking. That's such a neat contrast in sound. You've been listening to Je Savais Pas, a production of KRVS, brought to you as a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, which joins you in support of this station. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, and online at krvs.org. I'm your host, and we've been listening to Gabriel Bates, frontman for the Shakebacks. We hope to see you at Moncas Park in 2 weeks for the Crossroads Festival. Thank you, Gabriel, for being in the studio with us this evening. It's been interesting and
thank you so much.
And beautiful music. Thank you for sharing, and look forward to hearing you out, see how much you sweat. So, thank you, and good night.
KRVS is licensed to the University of Louisiana at Lafayette by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. We operate on an assigned frequency of 88.7 MHz with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. KRVS is also authorized to operate aural studio transmitter links WHB 300 and WLJ 739 on a frequency of 946 MHz. KRVS studios are located in Burke Hawthorne Hall on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, with main transmitter facilities located in Maxey, Louisiana, and backup transmitter facilities in Doosan, Louisiana. This Doosan property is made possible through an agreement with the Lafayette Parish School System, creating a brighter future and partnership with the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find out more about KRVS and listen online at our website at krvs.org.
For the finest in classic reggae, DJ, rocksteady, dancehall, and dub, it's Jamon here on KRVS. Cecil here bringing you the finest of reggae sounds every Sunday night from 9 to 11 p.m. and a rebroadcast Saturday morning from 1 to 3 a.m. right here on KRVS 88.7 Lafayette, Lake Charles.